Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 5 with verses 10 through 12. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Thus they persecuted the prophets who were before you. We all are persecuted for the faith in one way or another. We see it in a woke environment where we are supposed to curb our feelings when people are dying. Keep your faith to yourself, a world would say, but I beg to differ. I see faith as the joy of living redeemed. This comes from being forgiven and living a life of placing all decisions by calling on God first. The blessing is the peace of salvation, executed when you first admit to Jesus that He is your Savior and you want to live in His peace, His purpose, and His passion of sharing love, faith, and hope of His mercy and grace. We stay focused on the same attitude of charity, to give until it hurts and expect nothing in return. This is what living for Jesus does, allows you to live with less by sharing Him even more. You will forgive instantly those who failed you or those who assault you, and know that false statements come out against you to hide their shame, something you no longer do, allowing God to give you the beauty of knowing recovery, rest, and recuperation to fulfill His will, knowing the lost souls helped will in turn help others to know God first. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers from my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our sister-in-law, Carmen, my wife's sister. She had a stroke, but she's coming along, praying for her recovery. She's the grandmother of Brittany, who we've been praying for, who had brain cancer, but has recently had a clean scan. We continue to pray for her healing. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother in the name of Louie, as we continue our novena for our neighbor, Thelma. Today is day 7 for Thelma. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name, we pray for healing for her, and we seek it in the name of Jesus. Amen. I'm a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Then my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. Our practice today is in chapter 5 with verses 10 and 12. 10 through 12, I should say. It's an ongoing poem. It's titled, "The Persecuted or Insulted Are Blessed." For righteousness' sake, persecuted are blessed. Heaven's kingdom is theirs. The persecuted or insulted are blessed. False evil because of me, uttered, scared. Be glad and rejoice. Poise, heaven's great reward is yours. Prophets too persecuted by noise, before salvation's provocateurs. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's December 19th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 5:03 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, every now and then we like to remind our listening audience that we are sponsored by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. It is the end of the year, the giving year, as many might say, as we come up on Christmas. If there's anything you'd like to help out in our ministry, it would sure be a blessing. We continue to transition those out of prison, and we're working with one right now. And we could use a little bit of help, and we asked in Jesus' name for that help to be substantial. Lord, we ask for your help, and we hope that we see your faith in those who help us. Amen. To our good friends John and Marie, we say a blessing to you each day, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day in the Lord, and lift up those who are in need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We close at 7:11 in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. As my brother-in-law Johnny always says, God bless you too, Johnny. Merry Christmas, everyone. Now, Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen. Peace be with you. In Jesus' name.